We're one day away from Friday, and boy, we crossed the finish line in pretty rapid fashion together every week. This week flew right by. We're sitting at 25, mostly cloudy degrees on top of Grove Hill Road, and as Kirk and I were talking about, it is Punxsutawney Phil's day. Is he going to see a shadow, or is he not?
Hello. Good morning, everyone.
What day is this?
It's February 2nd.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day?
Groundhog Day.
Groundhog Day. Today.
Punxsutawney Phil, who as legend has it, can predict the coming of an early spring. 6 more weeks of winter.
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
I guess today isn't this Groundhog's Day.
The show starts now.
3, 2, 1. It's showtime.
That's great.
This is ridiculous. Right now.
Ooh.
That's the stupidest thing I ever heard.
Let's do it.
Hit it.
That music means it's go time here at WFMD. It is 5:15. I hope you're well. I hope you have that nice hot cup of rejuvenation in your hand. 25 on top of Grove Hill Road, and the show is loaded, especially in the first hour. We have sports coming up here in a couple of minutes. Big news out of Baltimore and the Orioles and Westmore. I'll bring all that stuff together. Plus, we have news on the passing of a NFL executive. A football legend is gone today. I'll tell you who. And top five at five. The five hottest stories in America is chosen by yours truly. Plus, we have Chris Murray at 5:50 with a first look at business. And the morning mayor checking in at 6:10. All straight ahead right here on WFMD. 5:16 Sports is next.
9:30 WFMB Sports Update.
All right, some sad news to report. Bobby Bethard, an NFL executive who built the foundation for 7 Super Bowl teams during his Hall of Fame career, winning 2 titles in the 1980s as the GM of the Washington Redskins franchise, died on January 30th at his home in Franklin, Tennessee. He was 86. Big news out of Baltimore, and a lot of mainstream media outlets are going to bury the lead. So I'm going to tell you that the Orioles did not pick up the 5-year extension on the ballpark for Oriole Park at Camden Yards, but they are reportedly confident that a new lease can be worked out by the end of the baseball season, meaning that the lease on the stadium, the Oriole Park at Camden Yards, expires on December 31st of this year. That is a big story. And the Hood College Blazers have won 4 straight, beating Lebanon Valley 90-75, 519 at WFMD. We're at 524 at WFMD and WFMD.com. And these are the 5 hottest stories in America as chosen by yours truly. And we always lead off with what is in your wallet. Well, it's less and less. And they say in a sign of an improving economy, the Federal Reserve has decided to raise interest rates by just 0.25%. That's a modest increase compared to those made in 2022. Fox's Marion Rafferty is here to sort all this out.
Eggs are now nearly 60% more expensive than just 12 months ago, and the price of margarine and flour also rising 43% and 23%. That's according to the latest Consumer Price Index report. And then there's the cost of filling up your tank. The average for regular stands at $3.50 a gallon. That's up from $3.20 a gallon just a month ago. But what do these prices and the state of inflation mean for the overall economy? Well, inflation is still outstripping wages in most U.S. cities. In cities like Miami, Atlanta, Phoenix, and Seattle, wage growth is up 4%, but those gains are wiped out by inflation rates of up to 9.9%.
Well, on a positive note, the jobs market is still strong in the U.S. Labor Department, says job openings rose to 11 million in December. That means there were nearly 2 job openings for every unemployed person. The reason there are so many job openings is because people don't want to work. I'm totally convinced. And we had that mentality. We adopted that mentality during the pandemic. And I think people are still recovering mentally. Some people are just relying on other people for handouts, namely the government. 525 is your time. The FBI is searching President Joe Biden's Rehoboth Beach, Delaware home Wednesday, looking for classified documents. This comes after documents were found in his home in Wilmington, Delaware, in his former office at the Penn Biden Center. Ohio Republican Senator J.D. Vance is criticizing the agency for handling those documents differently than former President Trump on Jesse Waters' show last night.
They admit that their guy has been mishandling classified documents for decades, and he's getting kid glove treatment from the FBI. This is why people don't trust law enforcement. This is why people are terrified that the leadership of our federal law enforcement has become politicized, because it has.
The Biden administration claims they are fully cooperating with the searches. The Justice Department, the DOJ, appointed two special counsels to look into the current president's classified documents and the documents found at former president's Mar-a-Lago resort. It's 526. Calls for police reform surfaced following the death of Tyre Nichols last month. Nichols died 3 days after he was beaten by former Memphis police officers during a traffic stop. The Nichols family attorney Ben Crump is blaming police violence toward colored people and the law enforcement culture.
It's the institutionalized police culture that says it is acceptable to engage in excessive use of force on black and brown citizens.
And we're going to have more on this locally. There was an event I attended last night at FCC, and I want to share a conversation I had with Frederick Police Chief Jason Lando. That coming up at 5:40. Congress tried to pass police reform following the death of George Floyd back in 2020, but the Democrat-controlled House and Republican-controlled Senate couldn't agree on what reform was needed. WFMD time, 5:27. Did you know that a Super Bowl-bound player is facing felony charges this morning?
The NFL placing Philadelphia Eagles offensive lineman Josh Sills on the league's exempt list, meaning he is not permitted to practice or play in games, as well as travel with the team. This comes after Sills was indicted in Guernsey County, Ohio, on charges of kidnapping and rape, both first-degree felonies. The accusations stemming from a 2019 incident in which Sills is accused of holding a victim against her will during a non-consensual encounter. A summons has been issued for Sills to appear in a Guernsey County courtroom February 16th, 4 days after the Eagles take on the Kansas City Chiefs in Super Bowl 57.
That's Matt Napolitano reporting. And finally, Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz calling on his colleagues in Congress to support a bill that would abolish the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and Explosives, the ATF. The GOP representative arguing the Bureau should go if they want to protect the Second Amendment during a speech Wednesday.
I urge every red-blooded American and every conservative in this Congress to stand with Representative Clyde and his legislation, and to stand with me and co-sponsor my bill, the Abolish the ATF Act of 2023. Let's get rid of this unlawful agency once and for all.
This comes as the ATF revealed it would be treating pistols with stabilizing accessories under the National Rifles Act. WFMB time, 5:29. And we'll do one more story for you. A new federal report shows disturbing trends concerning gun use and crime.
The report from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms shows that 54% of guns recovered at crime scenes were purchased within 3 years, a double-digit increase from 2019. The report also shows that the number of guns being illegally converted from semi-automatic to automatic weapons increased 5 times, and the ATF noted that the number of privately made firearms more than doubled in 2021 from the year before. More than 1 million guns were stolen between the years 2017 and 2021, 96% from private citizens. This is the most comprehensive federal guns report in more than 20 years. It was conducted following an order from Attorney General Merrick Garland.
That's Fox's Kevin Uritsky reporting. And again, my conversation with Frederick City Police Chief Jason Lando, and I covered the 2-hour private forum at FCC with shareholders in the city, Frederick City Police. Mayor O'Connor was there. We'll share a conversation with him as well. And we have a lot to get to. It's 5:30 at WFMD and WFMD.com.
9:30 WFMD Business Update.
And we do bring in Chris Murray. He's a good friend of the show, and he's a great asset to the community. And, of course, Chris is the president of Murray Financial Group in downtown Frederick and the host of Your Financial Editor, a show you can hear on Saturdays right here on WFMD. Chris, very good Thursday morning to you, my friend. Markets ended the day in positive territory.
Yeah, good morning, Ryan. They did. It was a seesaw day, but when all was said and done, the Dow was up just 6 points, so flat on the day, but positive. The S&P 500 up 1%. It added 42 points. And the NASDAQ was up 2%. It added 231 points.
The Fed chair, Chris, and that's Jerome Powell, correct, didn't surprise anybody with the interest rate increase.
Yeah, we got 25 basis points, a quarter of 1% increase. So now the range is 4.5 to 4.75. It was the smallest rate increase in almost a year. You'd have to go back to March of last year when they really started ratcheting things up at half of a percent and then three quarters of a point. So, yeah, no big surprise. They say they're still committed to returning inflation to its 2% objective. So they still have a lot of work to do to try to get that that accomplished. And, you know, it's one of those things that you look, we have a meeting in a month from now, or next month, I should say, and there's about, so far, an 85% chance that they'll do a quarter point at that meeting as well.
Mm. We're talking to Chris Murray at 5:53. And, Chris, you know, I did a story on this, and I was reading the story, and a lot of times, you know, as members of the media, we will share each other's information. And the headline of the story read that in a sign of an improving economy. And I stopped right there and I'm like, well, you know, if you're paying $7 for eggs, if you're paying $3.50 for gas, if you got a 7% wage increase last year, but we have 9% inflation, a lot of people are like, Ryan, what improving economy? So the narrative of the mainstream media is they desire to have the economy improve, but the reality of the situation, Chris, and as you do a great job pointing out every day, the economy is not improving. It's just kind of trudging along, right?
Yeah, and the data shows that. So, for example, yesterday we got the ADP report. Jobs report in the private sector, only 106,000 jobs were added last month. That was well below the 178,000 that economists were looking for, and just a mile away from the 235,000 that we saw last month. So you look at the data points, and that really tells the truth. Not, again, like you said, some headline or somebody's fantasy of trying to speak something into existence.
Yeah, I really believe that, you know, as this year goes along, it's going to be imperative for people like me, you, and Bob, people that are into actually telling the truth to the people, to continue to report these facts, because the mainstream media is not going to tell you what's going on. But people aren't stupid, Chris. They know that they're struggling. More people are living check to check. Car loans are behind. Credit cards are being paid off with credit cards. That's not the sign of an improving economy. Chris Murray at 5:55, my friend, what are you watching today?
We have initial jobless claims, the Challenger job cut report, some productivity numbers, factory orders, and big names in technology like Apple, Amazon, Alphabet, the parent company of Google, as well as a lot of big names in the medical world.
Another very corrupt company in Google. Chris Murray, thank you so much. We'll talk next hour, my friend.
Thanks, Ryan.
Chris Murray checking in at 5:55.